Hello, and welcome to the Coco Chronicles.
I'm Kamina, your host with the most, aka Coco.
I am your co-host, Marista, aka Happy Women's History Month.
Yay! We're black by popular demand, guys.
As
black
always.
At it again.
Oh, yes.
This is episode
seven, I do believe.
Yes,
we're making strides in our personal lives, but
right.
You know,
yeah.
a step's a step. We got a pretty exciting show for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of topics to cover, so I'm pretty excited about it. First thing we're going to talk about is Women's History Month.
Yes.
Yay! We just closed
History of Women's.
Yes, we just closed a fantastic Black History Month.
We did.
And we're going to keep it rolling with information about another. Well, I mean, I guess it's not a minority. I'm pretty sure women make up half of the population of the planet, but sure feels like it sometimes.
Right. It is.
Of women's history. So, how did it all begin? In 1911, in Europe, mostly, March 8th was first celebrated as International Women's Day. It was also celebrated in the U.S., but I think that's where it originated. Due to the economic depression of the 30s and then World War II, women's suffrage movements and women's rights took a back seat until about the 50s and 60s. This was the time that the women's movement and women's liberation began to revive. And in the 70s, there was a growing sense by many women, rightly so, that men's history in school was incomplete with attending to women's history. As a result, many universities began to include women's history and women's study in their programs. In 78, the Education Task Force of the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women in California began a Women's History Week, the same week as International Women's Day. From then on, Women's History Week just kind of blew up in schools everywhere. They began teaching more classes and just trying to educate more on women's history. In 3 years, Congress passed a resolution establishing this week, and at the request of the National Women's History Progress in 1987, Congress expanded the week to a whole month. The purpose of Women's History Month is to increase consciousness and knowledge of women's history, to take a month to remember, to remember.
Give us a second, guys. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. I feel like such a goof. Let me restart that sentence because it's just all messed up now. Okay. The purpose of Women's History Month is to increase consciousness and knowledge of women's history, to take a month to remember the contributions of notable and ordinary women like ourselves. I got my source from thoughtco.com, so you can read the full article and completely educate yourself a little bit on the beginning of the history of why we have a Women's History Month. If you hear weird sounds in the background, we're recording from home this week.
Yeah.
And we have cats.
We have cats. And they're mischievous and always get into trouble.
And
so
they just want love.
Excuse the purr and the scratching noises.
Yes.
The cats.
But
yeah. Very.
We, you know, I feel like that's just great that people, you know, felt the need to speak up about the fact that they felt misrepresented in history and our schools. And men obviously play a big role in history and the decisions that have helped build this country.
Fucking up every country.
But there's been a lot of feminine influence and ingenuity and innovation that oftentimes doesn't get mentioned, or it's swept under the rug, or it's in the shadow of someone of the opposite gender's accomplishments. So it's great that just like Black History Month, we have this month to
recognize
our achievements as females. So
because behind every great man
is a great black woman.
Is a great woman.
Oh,
she doesn't have to run the race
car. No, because I thought the quote was behind every strong black man is a strong black woman. So why I said that.
That works too.
That's why I said that.
Either way.
Yes. But we have powerful women surrounding us in our everyday lives.
And you may not even know it.
Congress to, you know, actors to your mom. The only way to say your mom and it not be an insult.
Right. Literally, your mama.
Your mama is an inspiration to somebody. So, you know, appreciate that. Get to know her better. Okay? She has a first name.
Don't call her by that first name.
No.
But,
you know, it's just, it's good to show appreciation for everyone.
Yeah.
In your life. So that was
your life. So that's your little fact.
For Women's History Month.
Woohoo. Now moving on. I know you guys have heard about Monique.
Yes.
And the shenanigans that are going on with her.
What are the shenanigans going on with her?
For those of you who don't know and have been living under a rock,
hey.
Monique has asked people to boycott Netflix.
Well, who's Monique for the people who really don't know?
If you don't know who Monique is, get the fuck out of my face.
I'll be surprised.
Mm-mm.
I must say. She's an African-American
actress. She's a staple.
Comedian.
She's a staple. She's a legend.
A legend.
In the black community. She's a black female comedian, actress. She's won awards, gotten her accolades and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Netflix with a proposal to do a comedy special. And Netflix only offered her $500,000.
Now, before you say
the gag
only,
is that it's $500,000 for a 2-year contract. And that 2-year contract, she cannot
work
do anything
anywhere else,
basically. Yeah. That $500,000 is for 2 years. You better stretch it.
Now, for me, $500,000 is a lot of money.
It's more than enough.
I would be more than pleased
overjoyed
with $500,000. Yes. However, I've never won an Oscar.
No.
I've never won a Grammy. I've never had my own TV show.
Right.
I've never held comedy specials before.
Right.
I've never been in a movie.
Nope.
So, keeping that in mind, while I don't think that she maybe should be getting $20 million.
Yeah,
but she's quoted some people.
Was that she's not getting paid as much as
other comedians
who are male or are white.
And I don't want to say deserves, but necessarily needs $20 million or something like that.
Which is what because they were getting paid.
Right. Is because she hasn't, I can't remember the last thing she's done
Precious.
Other than Precious. Right. So I can understand them not wanting to give her as much because they don't know if she's still relevant and they don't know if she'll draw in a crowd. But $500,000 for a woman of her accomplishments is a slap in the face.
Oh,
it's just straight up rude. $20 million compared to $500,000 is like chump change.
Literally.
And it's rude. See, I didn't know how much they were offering her, and I didn't know how much other people were being offered until Kamina had mentioned it to me. So when I heard that, I was like, yeah, she might be overreacting because $20 million. But she's definitely not overreacting and standing up for the fact that she deserves a higher pay because she is an outstanding entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And she deserves more than $500,000 over 2 years. Some people get, you know, millions of dollars just to do one movie over a few months. So,
like,
I don't understand. I really
I don't.
She's not that out of the loop.
That she deserves that little.
Right.
Like, that's
ridiculous. Like, you know, a really good amateur comedian you picked up in a comedy club and you think they might fill an auditorium. You offer them $500,000. Of course they're going to take it because they haven't seen that much money
right.
before.
Right.
But she has not only seen that money, she's seen past that money, and it is an insult.
Yeah, I'd be hella pissed.
I would be...
not gonna lie.
The most angry.
And she was on The Breakfast Club, and apparently Charlamagne, if you guys don't know, The Breakfast Club is like a really popular radio show, and one of the hosts, his name is Charlamagne the God. He called her Donkey of the Day, and so...
Donkey.
She apparently got pissed off and went on the show to kind of get him to explain
that comment.
Why am I Donkey of the Day when I am sticking up for what I
feel she is right? Right, what she rightfully
and I'm
deserves.
Asking others to help. Mm-hmm. Because this is low key some racist BS.
I'm not gonna boycott Netflix.
Yeah, and that's one thing a lot of people are saying. They're like, sis, that's just not. That's just, it's just not.
It's not, yeah.
I'm not going to boycott Netflix.
No.
I don't know anybody else that is. However, I do agree with where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. If Netflix is not giving her that much money simply because she's black and not because she's irrelevant, then yeah, that's a problem.
Yes. I feel as though she still needs a pay raise. I feel she's right in speaking up about it. I can't really fault her for that because I would feel the same
slightly
way.
Jaded.
I would feel the same way if who are you watching in the video? Someone said, basically, if you'd been working for a company for 12 years, you've been a hard worker, solid worker, you've put in your time and you're up for a promotion and you know, this other person who's new, but she's more popular is up for a promotion and the new person gets it just because they're more popular. Wouldn't you be mad? Wouldn't you feel some kind of way about the fact that this person who hasn't put in as much time and effort into the company as you is surpassing you?
Yep. He put it in a very good way.
So,
it's like we can see it from both ends.
Yes.
You know?
I see it from the company's end. I can see it
from a business standpoint and then from Monique's standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and at the end of the day, if she didn't like it, then
right.
She should move on and find another sponsor. I'm sure she wouldn't have a problem doing
right.
that.
Right. She can just not do it.
Even though there's rumors that she's difficult to work with, quote unquote. So.
Difficult. That's another
That's thing. Another thing we could talk about.
Difficult.
To work with. Oh, yeah, we can...
Difficult to work with for... I'm not trying to be sexist, but difficult to work with for a man is different than difficult to work with for a woman. Difficult to work with for a woman is if you, you know, say if you stand up for yourself, if you're firm, you know, it comes off aggressive, if you... raise your voice. It's seen as aggressive. If basically anything you do to try and get your point across is going to come off as aggressive or you're, you know, being spoiled, you're not being a team player, that sort of thing. If a guy, you know, says, no, I don't want this, I need this, it's going to get done. Or if they cuss somebody out or degrade somebody on set, then they still get to keep their job and they still get steady work. It's not seen as aggressive. It's seen as assertive.
Some examples. Christian Bale.
Yes.
On the set of Batman Returns.
The Dark Knight.
Was it The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
Uprising?
Yeah, it was Uprising.
Yes.
He, you know, was filmed and recorded cursing people out. And
talking down to people.
And he still
gets work.
Very much getting work.
He, you know, I remember the incident, but it's not in the front of my mind. It hasn't, you know, messed with his career.
No,
and it hasn't really affected how a lot of people see him.
Yeah.
Other than people who maybe were close to the situation.
Right. From the outside looking in, wasn't seen as a big deal.
Right.
Again, Steve Harvey.
Mm.
He apparently sent notes to his staff basically saying, don't fuck with me. Leave me alone.
Don't look at me.
Don't
touch
me.
Don't
breathe my air.
To me.
Don't anything. Don't stand next to me, near me, nothing.
If you get in my personal bubble, we're going to have a problem.
We're going to have a problem. And he's still hosting Family Feud.
That's right. He's still got his talk show, doesn't he?
And he's going to be on Showtime with the Apollo. So he's still very much getting work as well.
Right.
But he's not seen as being difficult or aggressive or anything like that. So I don't, he's a black man.
Right. I don't think that's a racial thing.
No.
I think it is very, very sexist thing. And, you know, it just, it's frustrating because it makes me think if I go to do something like that, if I go to, you know, I audition for something, I get a role of a, you know, main character and whatever, but am I going to be seen as difficult if, you know, I ask for, you know, food that doesn't have pork in it? Am I going to be seen as difficult if the catering staff didn't bring that and I ask for an alternative? Or am I just going to be seen as, oh, well, you know, she doesn't eat pork. It's reasonable for her to ask for something else. Like, I mean, that's just an example. That kind of nonsense wouldn't happen. They have all kinds of food to be served at the, you know, on set. So that wouldn't even be a problem. But my point is, if I tell somebody, hey, I'm not okay with this, am I going to be a difficult actress?
Labeled as difficult.
Or am I going to be labeled as, well, you know, she just wanted this and she felt that way and she thought people should know and there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to be seen? Especially, I mean, I hate to bring race into things, but race is in everything. Especially being a black woman. Will I be seen as an angry black woman if I, you know, seem pissed off one day? Not even if I'm yelling and cursing, but if I even just raise my voice a little bit, right, will I come off as an angry black woman who's hard to work with just because I was upset one day? The world may never know, but hopefully I'll never have to find out. Actually, I don't want to find that out.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, it just is.
I can't imagine. I honestly can't. It's another reason why I don't want to be in show business. I do like the aspect of acting, but yes. I would definitely be seen as an angry black woman. As aggressive as I am.
She's got,
like,
some attitude. She wears headphones and ignores people. She'd be difficult to work with.
Quote, unquote, difficult. I really would be.
When really, difficult. She's not difficult to work with. She's just not talkative.
And I don't take BS. Apparently, if you don't take BS and get walked all over, you're aggressive and hard to work with.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I'd like to get some feedback on, you know, everyone's stance in the whole situation, because what if you disagree? What if I'm not seeing it from a certain point of view? Yeah. And I, you know, I don't want to be biased just because I'm a female and I'm black. If you see an issue with my argument or Monique's argument, or in general, the comparison of how men are treated in the industry as compared to how women are treated, I want to hear about it.
Yeah, we have a Coco discussions part on our Facebook page. So go ask to be a part of that group,
right,
and we shall discuss.
Yeah, we're definitely open to...
We're open-minded, yeah.
To
prove healthy debate.
Right, educate me, prove me wrong, or, you know, just don't take what I have to say and... Don't keep silent about what you have to say. Yeah. If you have something to say, say it. I'm not going to take it any kind of way. I would like to know. I genuinely would like to know.
Genuinely.
But, yeah, I think that's all we have on that one.
Yes. And moving correct
along.
On to the next. I don't know if you guys have heard this foolishness, but apparently...
In response to the Parkland shootings.
Yes, the Parkland shooting where 17 people were brutally murdered.
Mm-hmm.
People are now wanting guns to be given to teachers to defend themselves.
They want to arm
Which
teachers.
Is bullocks. And if you guys don't know what that means, it means BS. That's what the British people say. I work with a lot of British people. And they say bullocks. Or rubbish.
Sorry.
Are you mad?
Yeah. Are you mad? Are you mad, mate?
You're mental. Completely mental. That's what I think. These people are completely mental.
The reason I, in particular, have issue... Well, there are several reasons. But one of the reasons I have an issue with this argument is because teachers already have so many other responsibilities. You expect them to stock the classroom, babysit your kids, educate your kids, keep them out of trouble, you know, teach them social skills in addition to... whatever subject they're teaching. they're spending money out of their own pockets to buy school supplies for their classes because they're
not getting paid.
Right, their classes aren't being funded enough. They're, you know, the school doesn't have enough money to get these things that they need. And now you want to add bodyguard and police onto their already heavy schedule of what they have to do. That's
absurd.
Not cool. That's going to weigh on the mind and the heart of anyone you give that responsibility to.
And what makes you think that teachers are, quote unquote, so stable that they can, you know, there's some teachers out there are crazy too.
There's some teachers crazy who teachers are
raping
too.
Their students, right. having sex with underage students.
Right. That could.
Racist teachers. Mm-hmm. Teachers are not unhuman. They're still human too. Right. They can teachers still snap still and human. Shoot up the damn school.
There's not these perfect creatures who are like, all of you are my children.
No.
No, there are teachers out there who.
Corrupt.
What if they call in a student after class to discuss a grade and they point a gun on the student, they're like, you and me are gonna have sex right now, or I'm gonna fail you and you're going to the hospital.
Yeah,
don't think I won't. Or what if, like you said, what if there's a racist teacher who said they felt threatened mm-hmm. by their student
mm-hmm.
and the only action they felt that they could take was to put that student down. What if a student gets a hold of the gun in the teacher's desk, or if they have them on a holster or wherever it may be located in the classroom? Are teachers going to be expected to shoot back at the assailant over protecting the children? Or are they expected to get the children in the classroom while firing shots over their shoulder?
Right.
What would, being a black person, you know, how do you feel about, I'm a black teacher in a school full of children, and the police show up, and I've got a gun pointed at the door. How do they know I'm not the shooter?
Exactly.
And then I'm shot and dead.
All kinds of misunderstandings.
Not even if I'm just black. If I'm any teacher, how do you know I'm not the crazy one who's shooting up the school and I have these kids hostage? In theory, I get what people are saying.
In theory.
You want to protect your kids.
In theory.
And all this other stuff. But there are other ways. How about we stop selling military-grade guns, you know, domestically? If it's military-grade, it should be in the hands of the military.
Yeah.
Dix did a good thing. They stopped selling all of their assault rifles in all of their stores.
I heard about that.
You know, they,
people were saying the NRA was, like, fucked up because they lost a lot of
money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I commend them for that. I applaud them for that because they haven't stopped selling all of their gun products, but they're not selling assault rifles. What do you need an assault rifle for to go hunting? If you're protecting yourself, you don't need an assault rifle. You need a handgun that can be easily concealed. You know, I'm not saying take away your Second Right Amendments and your concealed carry, but no one needs a gun that fires rounds as fast as some of these guns that are on the market that you only need to be 18 to buy. And that's another thing, they raised their age up to 21 to be able to buy firearms from their locations.
Dix.
Yeah. So
that should be worldwide. If you're gonna be not able to buy a drink at age 21, but at age 18 you can buy a weapon that can kill someone.
Yes.
What sense? What actual sense does that make?
Either way, you're putting other people's lives in your hands and your own life in your hands, so it should follow at least kind of the same rules. There's an immense amount of responsibility involved in owning, carrying, and being trained to fire a gun, especially a gun that shoots at a high volume in a short period of time. Just no. No, I'm serious. There are other devices. I wish I knew what it was called so I could promote it. But there's this this device where if you shove it under the door or on the top of the door, on the handle of the door, it's effectively a barricade. But it only takes like 2 seconds to pull in. You take it out, you put it under the door, you slide it to the side, and it keeps the door from being able to open. That would protect a lot of people. It obviously doesn't make the door bulletproof, but it definitely would keep an assailant out of the room, because not all classrooms have locks on their doors.
Nope.
So, you know, you might say, oh, run in the classroom and lock the door. What if the classroom doesn't have a lock on the door? Then what are you going to do? Pray?
Props shit up against the door?
Right.
That's not gonna.
It's not really gonna work. People can break through that, especially right. with some of the cheap plastic chairs schools have.
That's not gonna hold up.
Also, maybe have an escape route for each classroom. It's gonna be a little more difficult if you've got a school that has multiple stories. But if you're on the first floor, there should be some way to get out of every classroom. Mm-hmm. Let there be a way to pop out the window so people can jump out of the window in case of an emergency. Because if the shooter's in the school, roaming the hallways, jump out the window right. on the first floor.
On the first floor.
And try and get away from the issue. I don't like to solve violence with violence. I would like to exhaust every other possibility to keep everyone from getting hurt. You know, I wouldn't want to accidentally shoot and kill the shooter because I feel like the shooter would need to be brought to justice.
First.
And then you have that person's blood on your hands for the rest of right. your life. If you're that teacher, people will be like, oh, you're a hero. You saved the kids.
However,
but you just murdered somebody.
Yeah.
And no one should be okay with that. If you're okay with that, then chances are you're a sociopath.
And you need to get checked out.
but it's just a lot of responsibility to put on a group of people who already have
so many
a lot of responsibilities. Like, it's not fair.
I'm already underpaid. Now you want to give me
right.
a gun?
But they're max making like 40 grand a year, which is just not, it's just not enough. I'm barely surviving off of what I get paid, and it's not that. So
well, $40,000 is quite.
But most teachers have all kinds of school bills that they're paying off.
That's true.
You know,
school bills to become a teacher.
Right, and then I know a lot of teachers have houses. You need a car to be able to get to school. You can't be busing it to school because a lot of buses don't run as early as
right.
you need them to.
That's
in
true.
Order to do that. Who wants to take an Uber or a taxi every day to get to work? You need to buy school supplies for the classroom nine times out of ten. If you're throwing a party for your students, chances are you're buying the food. It's not in the school's
yeah.
right, allowance. So teachers are spending a lot of money.
They shouldn't have to, though.
No, they shouldn't have to. But that means our schools aren't getting the kind of funding that they need in order to help prevent that.
The system is flawed, guys. This system is so flawed, and that's an understatement, but
understatement.
It's so flawed.
We live in a world where someone
so
who
flawed.
Is paid to essentially raise and educate the leaders of
our
tomorrow
generations.
Get paid less than someone who tosses a ball.
Who
and I,
has
I
done
admit,
nothing.
Entertainment is very important. I do believe that, but I feel like teachers should be getting paid more than actors and actresses. Or, you know, sports players because
athletes and whatnot.
While entertainment is important in like stress relief and self-expression and things like that, I would rather be educated than entertained 9 times out of 10. I know everyone doesn't feel that way. I was about to say
because.
She would
I would much rather be entertained, which is why I know nothing.
Which is why entertainers get paid more. Because people would rather be
entertained
than educated.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's sad.
That was figured out a long time ago, and it has skewed our social system.
Again,
so.
Which is why I know nothing. And I ask Marista everything on a daily day-to-day basis.
What she doesn't know is that I know next to nothing, and it seems like I know a lot because she knows nothing.
That's the gag.
It's the blind leading the blind, literally, because she won't get a pair of glasses.
She needs glasses, and I don't have them, but I need them.
Yes, so that's
so,
the perfect metaphor
pun
for
intended.
This situation.
Just a mess.
Yeah, it's just everything's a mess.
Open
and
haywire.
To go along with what we were saying about the Parkland incident, there is this animator, this artist, who is named Mercy Pearl Warren, or at least that's what her name is on Twitter, and she had to apologize for some comments she made in a tweet recently about the Parkland shootings when she said I secretly laughed when I heard about the shooting. All I could think of was good. 17 less people to compete with. It's true, they probably weren't after a job in the animation field, but now they never will.
A human being said this.
A human being said this. She's a student. She's a 26-year-old student at Kansas City Art Institute. The school has obviously said that her opinions in no way reflect how the school feels about the shootings, and that they, you know, do not support the shootings, and they feel remorse and all of these other things. And when asked if she wanted to clarify her comment, she said, "All you need to know is that when life gets frustrating, we sometimes say things we don't mean." She deleted the original post and said she was sorry and regretted it. And she pledged $50 to the Stoneman Douglas Victim Fund, followed by another $50 when negative comments were still coming in. And I got this article from babe.net. But my thing is, basically she's trying to blame the fact that she said this on stress. I don't...
She meant what she said.
I don't know what you do when you're stressed.
She meant what she said.
But I don't tweet ignorant stuff like that. I don't... That's you're basically saying that, not that those lives didn't matter, but in the end, it's good that they were lost, because now I've potentially got one less person to compete with in my particular field. It's self-centered, and I hope she never gets work in animation.
Yeah, I'm really speechless. Like, when Marissa told me about that, I originally thought, oh, this has got to be some kind of sick joke or something.
Yeah, she looked confused. And I was confused when I first read it. I saw it on one of my friend's timelines on Facebook, and I was like, is this for real? But it is for real. There are receipts. There are screenshots of the tweet.
Those receipts, girl.
And I'm blown. How can you, as a young adult, I mean, you're 26,
your peers,
but you're not that much older. 10 years in the grand scheme of things isn't that big of a difference. I just don't understand why it's a thing. I don't understand why she felt like it was okay to say that. And some people have, you know, retweeted it. And I think that's kind of messed up, too, that you feel that way, that this loss of life is in some way a benefit to you just because finding work in your field is difficult.
How selfish. Sorry for the background noise, guys. I got a little toasty, and
she briefly
turned on our
air conditioning,
and Marissa kind of gave me that look like they're gonna hear it on the on the microphone.
We didn't turn it off fast enough. So
anyway, that's what that little noise is. But back to what we were saying.
Yes.
It's pretty heartless. It's pretty cold. Like me and Marissa have said before, we both have a very sick sense of humor.
Yeah.
But even something like this.
Like this.
Is just taking it too far.
Right. That's not funny. That's just disrespectful.
It's not funny at all. Not even a little bit. And I have a very dark, sick sense of humor.
Yeah. I make all kinds of jokes that people would look at me sideways for. But
this.
I don't disrespect human life.
Yeah.
To me, it's almost on the same level as the Logan Paul nonsense. Not quite up there, but still pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty freaking close to it. So, yeah, what do you guys think about her ignorant-ass comments?
Yeah, do you think it doesn't matter?
That, is it not that serious
right,
to you?
That someone's opinion or whatever, we don't even know who she is, blah, 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 that sort of thing. If you, God forbid, agree with what she had to say.
Let us know.
Let us know. Because I will be having a chat with you.
A
healthy debate. I'm not going to say anything rude because I'm not like that. But I definitely want to know how your mind works that you can, you know, support that viewpoint. Yeah, I'm a curious cat. So yeah, get at us on that. We're always open to these discussions.
Moving on from something extremely disgusting to something extremely hilarious. Fergalicious
definition.
Make the boys, make the world go loco, okay? Because
she was recently invited to sing the national anthem for the NBA All-Stars game. And she's a Grammy award-winning singer.
I don't want to say award-winning singer because she was in a band.
But she sang in the band.
It wasn't live.
She has solo songs.
It wasn't live.
She has solo. What do you mean it wasn't live? You're right. But she sang in those songs, and that's what people are judging her talent on, is the music that she has put out.
I'm actually going to.
No. Don't do it. They can look it up.
I want to play it real quick for you guys. God. It's only 2 minutes.
No, don't play the whole thing because that's just.
Okay. I'll play a 30-second clip. Yeah. Just listen to this. Listen to this.
The Star Spangled Banner is an acclaimed singer, songwriter, actress, and 8-time Grammy Award winner from Hacienda Heights, California, Fergie.
Starts out okay. Starts out okay.
And this is where she fucked up.
Just sounds like she's trying too hard.
Way too hard. We're trying to hold back our laughter.
Some parts are just a little cringeworthy.
Yeah. We're gonna end it at that.
Yeah,
she can hold a note.
That's basically how the whole performance went.
But she's not a horrible singer.
She's flat.
She needs some help. She needs some help.
I just wasn't expecting that. You know, I was expecting something more, maybe a beat. I know it's the national anthem, but that doesn't mean you can't put a little flair on it or. You know, try and jazz it up a bit, and she jazzed it up in the other form of jazz. When I first heard people talking about, oh, did you hear Fergie sing the national anthem? I was thinking it can't be anywhere near bad as people are making it out to be, and it's not. It's not like she sounds like cats being thrown into a wood chipper or something. She doesn't sound that bad, but. For an acclaimed singer, I expected a little bit more out of Fergie. A lot of people are making jokes. They got jokes for days.
Oh, they got jokes. She got roasted. She got dragged. She got read for.
She got remixed.
Literally, there's remixes.
There are remixes of, and I gotta say,
don't say.
I like some of the remixes. I like some of the remixes because they know how to chop it and screw it so that it's got this beat to it, like this bass, and you're like, oh, hey, yeah, okay, I can get with it.
She's making me so curious now.
No. But this was just very popular in recent, pop culture media. And you should see some of the faces the players are making.
Like, oh, there's, everybody.
There's this one point halfway through where she hits this note, and even the crowd starts to giggle. And that's when the players just lose it, and they're, like, smirking, and they can't...
They can't contain it.
They can't look, because there were every time she would hit certain notes, I would look away. And I wasn't even there.
This was a week ago.
About a week ago.
I found the remix.
No, do not.
I'm gonna play a snippet because I have to. It's just too funny. Hold on a second. Hold on.
That's an ad.
Perform the Star Spangled Banner, Fergie.
Let a flag. This is the remix, guys.
No, it'll
get into it. Just give it a second.
You're at a party,
right?
It's got a good beat. What is this? Remix God? Is that who it is?
Yep. Remix God Sway. Shouts out to him. Yes.
You can check out the original and the remix on YouTube. You're welcome for the free advertisement.
Oh, that was hilarious.
But
that was too funny. So that's that.
That's what killed me about the Fergie National Anthem. I listened to the whole thing, the whole original clip, and I was like, it wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. But there were some points where I did cringe a little. And then 10 minutes later, the remix popped up on my feed, and I was like, oh, God.
The icing on the cake.
Am I ready? And I was not ready. I was not expecting that.
Ready.
And I was not expecting to you know, oh, head bobbing, dance like, a little.
Yeah.
I can get in this. Hey. Let this pop up on my Pandora.
Where's this at? Can I buy it on iTunes?
Probably.
Oh, my God. So ignorant. But, yeah, that was, I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Do you think it was the worst thing you've ever heard? Do you think people are over-exaggerating?
Right.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Low-key.
Fergie's got a
she's
unique
got
voice.
She's got talent.
She's got a distinct sound.
That she just should have passed on that one.
You know, some people don't like Lord, but I love her. You know, it might be one of those situations.
Acquired
where
taste.
Where you might not like the sound, but another person's like, she killed it. I loved what she did. I love her interpretation. And you do you, Fergie. There's nothing wrong with the way you put on that.
She's still rich, so it don't matter.
Right?
She took an L for that one,
She got that MILF money.
She took an L, but she's still rich.
Yes, she still has the money.
She still has the skills
to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm not hating on her getting her coin.
And,
go, girl.
Right. And our opinion really doesn't matter. Because
in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Yep.
So corny.
Yes, so well, corny. That's why I eat corn. I got to keep it up.
Stop. What's the next?
On to the next. I know we've mentioned it a million times.
And we'll probably mention it a million times more.
It might be played out for some people.
I don't care.
We're hopping right back on.
Black Panther.
That Black Panther wagon. We're in the Black Panther party.
I just can't get enough of it. This movie was awesome.
Oh, yes. Like, this movie was
It is still awesome. Breaking records.
Yes.
Still.
Oh, my God.
And it's only been out for less than 2 weeks. It just came out.
Came out 2 weeks ago.
It just came out in Japan. I'm joined on this Black Woman in Japan Facebook group page, and like people are blowing it up, like in their dashikis and kentes and whatnot. Like, yeah, it just came out. We just went to go see it. This is like my fourth time seeing it in one day.
Yes. So that probably is going to further influence the record breaking, record shattering that
we are
doing.
Supporting the movement all over this.
I'm supporting the movement until there's no movement left to support.
Oh, yeah. We'll support it until.
I'm on board for Black Panther 2 already.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Hell yeah. And the main villain is dead, but I don't care.
Well, but he's right. He's fought other people. And I'm sure now that they've opened up the borders of Wakanda to the rest of the world,
and they know.
There will be plenty of people.
And now that white Hollywood knows that they can make the riches. Movies off of an all black cast,
maybe they'll start to do that more.
Yeah. We'll see. Here's to hoping.
It's not just the fact that it was a Marvel movie or a superhero movie.
That had nothing to do with it. It really didn't, because I don't like superheroes.
That it was an all black cast. Of phenomenal,
beautiful, melanated
actors and actresses. They
kings and queens.
Kings and queens
kings
of
and
Wakanda.
Queens of Wakanda.
Princesses and warriors.
I love it. I love it.
But it's the 17th highest domestic. It had the 17th highest domestic release in 13 days. It's behind E.T. in the 16th spot. By only $7 million, only $7 million.
Well, they can make that in
right.
Like a couple
they can
hours.
Make that in a week. Right. The first weekend's earnings were, what did you say, 40.16 million, and it holds the record for the biggest President's Day opening, surpassing Deadpool, another
surpassing
Marvel,
Deadpool, another
superhero
huge
movie.
Success.
And it was I Box loved
office.
Deadpool.
I loved Deadpool.
It was hilarious. Ryan Reynolds didn't get Green Lantern, but he sure got Deadpool.
He plays that role.
Oh my gosh.
280, and I can't wait for that movie.
So
however,
I was
yeah,
really,
it surpassed.
Yeah, I was like, all right, whoa, that's cool.
And people, what really has me is people out here shocked. Like, wow, I can't believe this movie
can't believe
so
it's
well.
Doing so well.
What the fuck you thought? What? Like, what did you really think?
Why?
Why?
But why, though?
Did you think that we were not going to come out
to support
and show out?
A lot of people don't sometimes. They don't support. Grandma. Did you go see 12 Years a Slave?
I sure did.
All right. So.
I sure did.
Some people are.
I'm not going to lie.
Are shocked just because this is one of the first movies in black history directed by a black person, costumings by black people, mainly a black
everything.
Cast that has gotten this kind of support
all
and recognition
everything.
And love, not only from the black community,
oh,
but
everybody.
from everybody, left and right. It's I'm pretty sure it's super fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. I think mm-hmm. it's like 98% fresh.
Yeah, it's
or something
like almost
like
100%.
So it's just... how could you not
how
talk
you
about
not?
It? How could you not?
Like excellence in this biatch.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It'll be released in China on the 9th, and that is a giant country full
Four.
Of people. Mm-hmm. So
who knows?
I can only imagine how the sales and the stats and everything are going to be affected.
I hope it's a lot. Just China... China's not on the best of terms with us African Americans.
Really?
They're not. Oh. They are pretty much known to be huge
oh, no.
racists.
Oh.
Which is sad because
that makes me sad.
Summer. Yeah, we know Chinese people who were born and raised in China.
And they're just
like
wonderful
authentic
people.
Chinese people and they love us.
Ugh.
But I don't know. I guess we'll see.
So maybe that's an old stereotype that no longer stands.
Yeah. The world is changing.
Yes.
The world is changing, so.
But they've done a lot to promote this movie. They've even
yeah.
done some free things to promote this movie. I know they went into low-income neighborhoods where people couldn't really afford to see the movie, and they showed
it
for
free.
It's not just about making money. I mean, it's a business. It's about making money.
Yeah, there's going to be
but
some
it's
involved.
Not
However,
just about making money. It's
this
about,
is a coal movement.
It's a move, right. It's it about inspiring movement. People and letting them know that they do have representation mm-hmm. and they can do all of these great things. And here's proof that you can.
Girl, years ago, would we have ever thought?
No, to be honest, I've always been into acting, but I never thought I would get... be able to get a role in a movie as like a really a main character without the
being
aid of someone who was no
or a sidekick
without
or a
the
drug
aid
addict,
of someone who was
or an athlete or a housemaid, a babysitter,
an angry
the token black
woman,
the angry black
baby's mama.
This is none of that. This
none
is just
that.
Pure strong black excellence.
Right. It's leaders. And entrepreneurs
yeah.
and rebels and people with strong opinions who are actually given the chance to speak their minds and, you know, be heard out. Of course, there are some themes of resistance in the movie, but that's just to mirror real life.
Right.
So it's just...
Gotta put some reality in that.
The fact that I have, you know, a black superhero to look up to other than Storm. Storm's great. She's a great superhero.
She needs her movie.
But she shouldn't be the only superhero I have. I shouldn't only have to look up to Halle Berry if I want to be a superhero, you know? So it's just...
This is great.
Really cool. And I know I'm an adult and like, oh, you know, you don't, do you really need to look up to a superhero? No. Yes. But
yes, I do.
The fact that I'm an adult everybody also still means needs that I realize that... It's people like me. It's not just the fact that they're superheroes. It's that I'm being represented as someone who's powerful, wealthy, educated, and who has an opinion and a complex story, and not just this two-dimensional, watered-down character who's the support of the lead. Or even if I am the main character, I still... need to be explained by somebody who's
explained.
Not, you know, who's not like me. And I know that was another big thing, a theme of like, oh, well, they're not like us, so why should we care? I don't need somebody to be, quote, like me, because everybody's like me, everyone's a person.
Right.
But to see someone who could have potentially been through the same struggles that I've been through and who comes from the same background as me succeed, is cool.
This movie's a big deal.
It's just cool.
Plain and simple, this movie's a really big deal.
Yeah.
And I will never stop talking about it. Never. I will find an excuse to talk about it again next week.
Probably.
So.
Oh yeah, well, it comes out in China. In China. So.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the next installment of the Black Panther series.
On the next episode of Dragon Ball Black Panther.
Stop.
I will bring it up again.
Yeah.
But go see the movie.
If you haven't. And if you have, see it again.
See it again.
If you didn't stay for the credits.
Oh,
if you
God.
Didn't stay
yeah, we gotta mention that.
Through the credits. It's been 10 years of Marvel movies. If you still don't know to stay through the credits, you haven't been paying attention. Watch it again.
Watch it again. Sit through the credits. Surprise ending.
Yes. Watch every movie that leads up to the Black Panther so you can be fully educated on the Black Panther.
Yeah, because I had no idea that his father was killed in, what, Avengers?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Winter Soldier, I think it was. Something like that.
Something like that.
No. Yes.
I've never seen any of those movies, so I don't know.
It wasn't. I think it was Captain America.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I think it was the last Captain America movie.
Point is.
The Civil War.
Make sure you do some research.
Yes.
And know who, I mean, they're going to explain who he is in the movie.
Yes, but some people don't have the patience for that.
Yeah, I didn't. I know I zoned out. I was just looking at his body and face and whatever.
I never freeze.
He never freezes. Oh, M'Baku.
Sorry.
Anyway, sorry, we're fangirling.
Yes. again.
So, as far as what we have planned for March...
Mm.
We're going to... We didn't have a special guest last month.
No.
But we will... have one this month.
Yes.
Okay. Our plans were thwarted last, but...
Yeah, there were some scheduling conflicts and, you know, we couldn't get the interview, but...
But...
We still plan on bringing in some outside opinions. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll just have an extra person this month to further, you know, maybe talk about a topic that neither of us is really educated on or right. that we have an opposing view on, so you can hear something other than the sound of our... velvety smooth voices in your ear.
Velvety smooth like chocolate. Cocoa chocolate.
Cocoa Chronicles. It's full circle.
It's full circle. It really is. So, yeah. Yes. Nothing definite as far as this month.
We will let you know immediately. I will post updated. It on social media. And that way you don't have to wait for the show. That way if it's someone that you know or someone that you're into or that you like... or someone that you have a problem with, you know, to tune into that next episode and get educated or educate us. We also have had our website worked on. We have the past couple of episodes up on the site.
Mm-hmm.
Look for more. The address is going to be thecocochronicles.com.
Yes. And we're also working on our Mixcloud. that also has all the episodes.
Like the SoundCloud.
So what? Oh, SoundCloud. I thought it was Mixcloud.
It's SoundCloud. It's SoundCloud.
Oh, SoundCloud. Yes. Mixcloud, SoundCloud, SunnyCloud, CloudyCloud, whatever the hell it's called. CloudyCloud. I hate you. We'll let you guys know. And when that's officially done, we'll post it so you guys can go on our website.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you've missed an episode or there's something you want to rehear or you want to fact check us on something we've said in the past that doesn't add up to you, you can do that.
Yeah.
You can
appreciate it.
Do your research just like we try to do ours. Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe or maybe may or may not pull off. But yeah, so with that being said, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Coco Chronicles.
Yeah.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at
Chronicles Coco.
Or you can like our Facebook page at
Coco Chronicles.
Or you can send us an email at
The Coco Chronicles podcast at gmail.com.
And pretty soon you'll be able to do stuff on our website. Woo-hoo. And when that's done, we'll let you hoes know. So, my name's Kamina, and aka Coco. I'm signing off.
My name is Marista, aka I have allergies, and that's why I'm making gross sounds with my throat.
Yeah.
Signing off.
bye, guys. Till next time. Bye.